This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter.
Bang! This sounds loud. Should I put these in my ears? Kevin's giving me advice, but I don't know what it's about. I don't fully regret not putting them in my ears, because I did kind of like that.
It was kind of nice, right?
Dude, that's like the... Dude, play it again.
Yeah.
Because that is like the... That's... It's like the beginning of Incubus. All Incubus songs on the Morning View album. And Science.
Get off on your way,
Incubus is just a fun band. That's all that is. A lot of people hate on Incubus, and I'm like, why? You can say that to pretty much anything.
Yeah, yeah. That genre of music kind of passed me by.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was too busy being a nerd, a big elitist music nerd, and loving my, like, UK sad boy music.
Can I tell you something about Incubus fans?
Yeah, give it to me.
We didn't miss you.
No, definitely not. You know why? You know how I know that? Because I worked at a Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And a lot of Incubus fans came in to buy Incubus shirts. Yeah. Lots of Incubus shirts. Oh, yeah,
that is I do mushrooms all the time.
They'd go to the piercing glass first.
Pagoda.
Then they'd go check out the plugs and the piercings.
Yeah.
Then they'd go get the Incubus shirt.
Yeah.
And then check to see if there's Faygo.
Hey, you guys got any Faygo? You had it once? And you were in the hot seat.
You're
behind the cash register at Hot Topic, and you passed judgment on that.
I kept it,
arranged the plugs.
I kept it inside. You know me, man. I was a good customer service representative.
My CSR skills were
yeah,
is that right?
Roofed.
Good. Did you make the Incubus fans feel welcome?
I did. I made everyone feel welcome in there.
Did you point them towards a certain blacklight posters in the back?
We just got the new sun blocker for your car with the Incubus logo on it.
And he was like, I was actually looking for the sun blocker for my car with the Sublime logo on it. The sun?
That one might be gone. Those fly out of the store as soon as we get them.
Dude, Sublime floated that store for the first 10 years of its existence.
Dude, and then it started to hit a wall, and it was like, dude, I don't know, man, because the kids that are too cool to go into Hot Topic are not buying anything from your store. And the ones that are like...
They don't go to the mall.
Yeah, exactly. And the ones that do go to the mall, I don't know, man. That's not your customer base, basically.
The people who go to the mall are not your customer base?
Well, because at the time, everybody went to the fucking mall.
I think,
but there wasn't
Hot
a store
Topic
like that. Remember?
In the mall is the most perfect place for that to be. Because Hot Topic clothes are for people who are trying to look like a certain like counterculture.
Yeah.
The counterculture people would never go to the mall.
Yeah,
ever.
Exactly.
Hated everybody
That's
in the mall.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But they were so cool because they were counterculture.
Right.
That there were like boomer kids would go to the mall. And then the generation before that, which I guess was like generation, like half of Generation X would go to the mall. Yeah.
Well, because the mall was like a cool thing from the early 80s and onward. Yeah. Until, and then the early 2000s is when the mall started to get a little less cool.
And that's when Hot Topic made its debut.
Dude, but I remember when Hot Topic started. Do you remember? It was like pretty intense that there was going to be like a evil demon store in the mall.
Yeah.
Right next to your fucking like, you know, KB Toys or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your EB Games.
And literally that's the point where you go, oh, it must be okay to look like this now.
Yeah.
Which is when everyone who looked like that before is like, oh, fuck. It's in the mall now.
But I would go in there and I would randomly find like a Depeche Mode pin. Mm-hmm. And this was when it like first like opened. And I'd be like, whoa, this is the greatest store ever.
Yeah. They had Depeche Mode in the mall.
Yeah. There was like one other store in Ventura where that mall was that I would go to all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, it had like patchouli, like it smelled like patchouli in there.
Yeah.
And they sold like all hemp things, like hemp rope and stuff. And then in the back.
Tapestries.
Yeah. They had tapestries and all the blacklight posters and shit.
Yeah.
And then in the back, they had like all those like Spencer's Gifts, like electric, you know, the electricity ball thing.
Yeah. And like little knives inside bamboo cases.
Dude, 1,000,000,000%. And they had like amazing music selection.
Pan flute bands.
And no, this was like, dude, this store somehow was a little cooler. It had like, they were playing like Skinny Puppy and like Susie and the Banshees and shit. Okay. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. This is like, they're playing like UK punk, like synth music and shit. I was like, this is cool. Uh-huh. And they would play like Ween and like Fish and Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
In the mix too. So it was like, whoa, this is like hippie goth shop.
Yeah. And what happened to them?
Well, eventually it went bye-byes, but it was the only other place where you could get like a Depeche Mode shirt. Like, whoa, you got a Violator shirt? That's crazy. And then 10 years later, Hot Topic would have them in bulk basically.
Yeah.
But I remember like, I could put my playlist on when I was working. Like if I, was like the opener or something, I could put like my playlist in.
Yeah.
And it would be like The Smiths and New Order and like The Cure. And we'd have some Duran and Tears for Fears.
You just missed the record store.
Yeah, exactly.
And you landed at Hot Topic.
Exactly. It was and then so anyway, so Hot Topic hit a wall with like Incubus and Sublime and ICP and all that shit, and people started to be like, nah, I don't really like Hot Topic anymore. Like, it was like not cool. And
I don't think it was because of Incubus that people
it kept commercializing all this stuff that made you feel like shouldn't be commercialized.
When it was like, I just remember when it got super, like, when Cartoon Network was in there.
That's what I'm saying,
like,
dude.
Invader Zim.
I'm saying
and shit.
It hit a wall, and then all of a sudden SpongeBob SquarePants shit showed up.
Yeah.
And it was like, boom, you got, like, the tweens in there now.
Yeah.
The tweens weren't
well,
really
if you're,
fucking around
if
in
you
there.
Are that store's person, if you're the corporate owner of that store, that's exactly who you want. You want it to be, like, Angry Kid Claire's.
Exactly, and that's what it became after that.
Not to be confused with Ugly Kid Joe's.
Right, right. Or Ugly Kid Claire's.
Which was their kid, their child.
But anyway, I loved that shit, man. I loved it. But yeah, those the Incubus, like the music and stuff, really passed me by.
That's too bad, man. They were great.
For sure. You know what? As an adult, I've rediscovered music that I kind of like was like, eh, whatever. Like my buddy... Jesse, not our Jesse, another Jesse. Too many Jessies. There was a Jesse, a lot of Matts too. I keep meeting
too
Matts,
many Matts.
And I'm like, I think I'm done with Matts.
I've said that for years.
My maximum.
All of the Matts are destroying the tea population in the world.
You're taking all the. You're honestly, if you threw a few Matts off the boat, you'd probably
hit a bunch more Matts.
Yeah, on the way down. But my buddy Jesse was like, dude, Coheed and Cambria, how do you feel about that band? And I was like, I don't know. I think my first experience with them was like Rock Band or something, or Guitar Hero.
Sure, I'm sure that introduced a lot of people to him. They came out with a video on MTV back in the day for that Good Eye Sniper song.
I don't know.
That was my first exposure to them.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like a lot of their records. Mm. And I love Top to Bottom, from the second it starts to the second it ends, this one record that I'm going to make sure I say.
Where is it in their timeline?
In the middle.
Nice.
And so, that's a guess, because I don't really follow them too much.
Well, they're like doing a tour or something soon, and Jesse keeps like trying to get me. He's like, "You gotta go, man." And I'm like, "Well, you know, I don't know too much about Coheed and Cambria.
I don't know about Coheed or Cambria.
I don't know any of it. Is that college that kids go, Cambria?
Was it No World for Tomorrow?
Dude, let me tell you something right now. The aftermath. Dude, and this is even funnier that I don't really follow any of their other stuff, because it's like a 1-2 punch with another. It's like the aftermath part one and part two. The part two of the aftermath, The Dissension, is my favorite Coheed and Cambria album. Came out like in 2013.
It sounds like you're talking about that game Doom and the levels in Doom.
Yeah. I was in water level, and then I came to Dissension.
Dissension. That's just before the hell level.
And I ate a bunch of shotgun shells, and I fucked a rocket.
Yeah, you did.
Afterman.
You ate an eyeball.
Afterman. I didn't know for all these years. I kept saying aftermath. Maybe that's why no one ever knew what I was talking about when I went to the record store. But I had this fucking record. Here it is now. Let's play a little bit. I had... Goddamn. I had this record. I had this record on vinyl, and it was like a special edition that I've never seen anywhere since, where you got like the acoustic demos of this.
Oh, I love that.
And that guy, Claudio, the whole band is great, but Claudio is so good. Just to watch him like lay down a demo.
Love it.
Of like a song that's like huge and has such intricate guitar parts.
Love a demo.
Coolest shit ever. If you're ever out in the wild, listeners, and you're out in a vinyl store and you see the Afterman Dissension on vinyl, let me know.
Can I play the first few seconds of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Their top choice. They built above. Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where the same.
How do you not get pumped the fuck up? And I have the acoustic demo version of that song.
I want that.
That is kind of what Claudio sounds like.
Oh, with his like, wee! He does his high up sound.
He has one of the coolest rock voices of all time.
He's got like a rock opera, like Freddie Mercury kind of thing going.
Top 10 coolest rock voices of all time.
I love that for sure. Oh, you want to do it? You want to do it right now?
Got to do it right now.
All
right,
let's go. I mean, Freddie Mercury, I number think he's number one. Oh, you want to go 10 down?
10 down.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth, and you can't overwrite the other person's
name. Okay, all right.
Number 10. Who's number 10? I'll go first. Axl Rose.
Okay.
One of the most iconic rock voices of all time.
Let's go David Lee Roth. Number 9.
And that wave hits at the perfect time.
Whoa! Somewhere in heaven he just felt... Or is he in hell? We don't know.
And there is no way to know.
Okay. Number 8.
Best rock voices of all time.
Red Hot Chili Peppers guy? Anthony Kiedis?
I don't want to do the list anymore.
Wow. Because Anthony Kiedis... You don't want Anthony Kiedis in there at all.
I don't...
He's not great.
I don't know if I like him or not.
No, he's not great.
That band has been around for so long that I've liked them and not liked them and liked them again. It's weird and that's kind of nice. And it's weird when they start and you don't like them at all. Then they put out their like whatever's their commercial record.
Yeah.
And they do a bunch of other stuff and then they come back in like the late 20s. Stadium Arcadia is pretty good. And then you're like, I don't know if I like any of it.
No, totally. I mean, the thing is like in a true, I feel like if we were doing like a top 20, Anthony Kiedis would be like up there.
We'll put Anthony Kiedis on that just because we said we couldn't go back.
But I don't think Anthony Kiedis is better than David Lee Roth.
I also don't think he has a good voice. I don't think he has a unique voice either.
Yeah, I don't know why I threw him out there.
Let's do dude, let's put Chuck Berry on there.
Yeah, all right.
And then let's also do Claudio. Right next to Chuck Berry.
Okay, fuck yeah. Perfect.
So top five.
Okay, top five.
Rock voices of all time. There's somebody screaming at their radio.
Is right Geddy now. Lee one of them? The guy from Rush?
He's one. Geddy Lee is 80s Claudio.
Yeah.
And there has to be Canadian. Somebody from like.
No, Geddy Lee.
Dude,
is
the fucking. Who's the dude Rush. From.
Geddy Lee is Rush.
Who's the dude from Iron Maiden?
Oh, yeah.
Most iconic rock voice? You can't really do Kiss because they're just like four guys yelling.
No.
Mick Jagger.
I think maybe Meatloaf.
No, man.
You don't think Meatloaf's in top five?
I don't know.
That dude got operatic.
I just wasn't a Meatloaf fan, but you can't. So right now, Meatloaf is
number two. Shit, I feel like I wasn't around.
Gautier, number one.
I feel like I wasn't around for three and four. I feel like I was out of the room.
No, we did it.
You're talking about like, because
well, we can't now.
I mean, I'd love to throw, listen. Can I just, dude, can we just throw out some, can we just throw them out?
You can say them, doesn't mean anything.
I think Linda Ronstadt needs to be in there.
That's great. Nothing means nothing. Because she didn't make the
and
list.
Also, I think Miley Cyrus should be somewhere in the top ones.
Miley Cyrus definitely has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
So unique.
I don't know if it's a rock voice.
That's true. I guess you're right. I forgot we're living in the rock world right now.
Yeah. Dude, such a funny concept to make a no takesies backsies list with your friends.
I know.
So funny to be like, no, that's not, because that's the whole fun part of the list, being like, that's not number eight. Bowie's number eight.
Yeah, yeah. Claudio's well, number. That goes forever. Yeah. That goes forever.
Yeah. So it's so funny to say, like, first name you say,
you can't change it.
And you have to stick by that list for the rest of your life.
I would say forever Freddie Mercury probably had the best rock voice of all time.
And an amazing voice.
And I think Michael Jackson deserves to be in there too.
Not rock.
As far as rock goes.
Pop. King of pop.
He did some cool rock shit though.
Not a rock
really
singer.
It has to be like straight up rock.
He's the king of pop. That's his whole name.
Then definitely, what's his name from Journey?
Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite. One of my favorite rock voices of all time.
I mean, goddamn, what a beautiful voice. Huh?
Who sang? Any way you want
it. The way and he'd roll it. Around and do his flourishes.
Yeah. Na, 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 na. Yeah, Hall and Oates together, but not separate.
No. Get him out of there separate.
Dude, I like to think that they hate each other. I'm sure they've been together for so long. They've been together since like the 60s, I think.
Probably, yeah.
So they had to have like, or the early 70s, they had to have hated each other several times.
Oh, yeah.
By this point.
Yeah.
And part of me wants to know the details of all of
I
it.
Know.
And then part of me wants to leave them alone because they're just people.
But it's funny that it's Hall & Oates of all people to learn about their, like, hardships.
If you want to be free.
I can't believe, like, Hall slept with Oates' wife.
I hate it, but they had an agreement.
And they had an agreement. And they made some of the best songs ever. Rich Girl? Come on.
Sarah Smile?
Maneater?
Threesome Jack. Remember that one?
No.
Remember Threesome with Oates' wife, Pauline?
I do like the Threesome with...
You remember that song?
Threesome with Hall's wife.
Smiling while having a threesome with Hall's wife, Smile.
I'd like to think that we've been in front of a little campfire this whole time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's nice.
Just the two of us.
Nice. If there's anyone
Kevin's
drawing
like
it.
Like in the tree with a binocular.
Yeah. And he's so close.
Yeah. Too. He's slipping out, too. He's not comfortable.
He's hanging upside down like a fucking.
Yeah.
Like a little Boy Scout in the
Mike,
woods.
We talk about Disney stuff a lot. Well,
and
I talk
it.
About Disney stuff a lot.
Yeah.
And
I listen to Disney stuff a lot on this show.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to bring up something that was actually really cool that dropped on Reddit recently. And I've
in
heard,
your opinion,
yeah.
Should I zone out or should I stay locked
no,
in?
No, you should listen to this because okay. This is pretty cool. So, the Haunted Mansion. You know about the Haunted Mansion?
I know all
You've
about
been
it.
Been on the Haunted Mansion.
I don't know if I've ever been on it. I've been next Whoa. To it. I waited. What's next to it? I've waited in line
Splash
next to it for
Mountain
a while.
And,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Splash Mountain's next to it.
Because while I was, last time I was at Disney, they were redoing it, or making it,
it was like shut down,
gussied up for Halloween or something.
For the, yeah, they do a Christmas thing with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, that was the thing.
But in 1969, a comedian, actor, Paul Frees, did the recordings of the, like, Haunted Mansion, like, ghost host stuff.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the early recording sessions of this guy, like, recording the,
welcome to the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Like, and those. No auto-tune.
No auto-tune, no cell phones, just vibes. But I thought that this would be a cool thing to listen to.
Yeah.
To hear these kind of, like,
KU 6905.
Take 69.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still,
can you go back to the beginning?
That is the time.
Because he throws an R in the word halls, and I love it.
KU 6905.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, candlelights flicker, the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Texas,
that sucked.
Got plenty of time.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think you can play with that a little bit more, Paul.
How much time more do I have?
How much time?
5 seconds, 8 seconds.
Oh, God bless you. I don't want to even want the money today. Strike that last part.
I'm glad we're recording that last line.
Yeah.
Let me get three more cigarettes.
My family needs it.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls.
Oh, he said it.
Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Hated the delight.
Well, yeah, hated it. Can we take delight out? Who says delight?
I've never hated the word delight more in my entire life. Go ahead and take it from the top.
It lost all meaning, Paul. The words lost all meaning, Paul.
Okay. Paul, hey, real quick. I know you said yes to the shot, but do you hate us? You hate everyone here in the booth? I got the mic on for everybody in the booth.
If you hate me and Joey and Chris, who brought you lunch?
Look at Chris. You hate Chris? Just tell us. The guy, he has like, he looks like this.
Yeah.
And he's like not cracking a smile at all.
His arms are folded. Yeah.
And dude, play the last. Dude, this is going to be great. Play the last couple seconds.
Okay.
Sing their terror with ghoulish delight.
What's the guy's name?
Paul.
Paul. Chris? No, Paul. Paul.
Paul.
Paul. Paul, this is Jeff and the boys in the studio. You hear me?
With Joey in the booth.
Joey here is here in the booth
Joey's
as well.
In the booth.
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes, I hear you. I'm Paul.
Quick question. Do you hate all... Look at all around the booth.
Yeah.
We got Tim. He's your driver.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, and we got Joey. Joey brought you lunch.
Yeah.
And a coffee this morning, didn't he? Didn't you, Joey? He brought him a coffee as well?
Yeah.
And you hate him?
No, I don't. I don't hate anyone.
And your wife is here. You earn money for your wife and you hate her. You must hate her.
I don't hate any of you. What's going on?
And the writers of this script are here.
I
and
don't
you
understand.
Definitely hate them.
What's the game?
It's just you are sucking eggs today, Paul. Suck. I'm listening to you suck eggs, Paul.
Have you just been in there sucking eggs, Paul? For the past 3 minutes?
Are you talking? That's a very expensive microphone for you to fart into, Paul. You just farting in your mic in there, Paul?
Are chickens laying eggs in there and you're just sucking them down every time we hit record?
Now, I lost visual. Did you take down your pants halfway through that take, take a big shit on the microphone, Paul? You hate us?
Are you just pissing while you do this? Are you just pissing?
Welcome, foolish mortals.
And I'm going to cut you off right there. And how about we try this time? Go ahead. You must be out of piss by this point, Paul.
Haunted Mansion.
You gotta be fresh out of piss. You can't possibly...
That's lunch. That's lunch. Paul, why don't you take a 2-hour lunch?
No lunch for Paul. He couldn't possibly have any more piss and shit in him.
Paul, take the whole rest of the goddamn day off.
Take my lunch, Paul. You've taken everything else from me this morning.
Why don't you... Let's bring in the next guy.
Take my lunch, please. Never say
goodbye. Now that's what... Now that's a record!
Let's cut right there. Let's bring Paul back in. Paul, listen to a professional.
Let's bring Paul back in. Paul, suck this guy's dick.
Kevin, I have no idea how long we've been recording for.
25.
All right, should we just jump into the ads then? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go.
Damn, man.
Guys, today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Honey. How do you feel when you find a deal? Do you feel smart? Lucky? Excited? How about when you're surprised by a deal? You ever been surprised by a deal?
Whoa, a deal? I wasn't expecting
it! Does it feel like you're getting a treat for free? Well, thanks to Honey! Manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart! Look, imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites.
I'm not joking.
When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons.
I'm not joking.
And you wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And guess what? If Honey finds a working coupon, you're going to watch the prices drop.
You're going to like the way the prices drop.
God damn it, Mike, you ruined my drop! Fuck!
You can't swear during the ads, but...
Redo. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you're going to watch the prices drop.
I just won $250,000.
Whoa! Using Honey?
You're right, that is
I'm
better.
I'm not joking.
You're right.
Honey doesn't just work on desktops either, friends. No, it works on your iPhone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go!
I'm not joking.
That's a silly commercial.
Look, if you don't already have Honey, guess what? You could be straight up missing out, and by getting it, huh? You're gonna be helping the show. And doing yourself a solid. So get PayPal Honey for free! Yeah, join honey.com/banter. That is PayPal Honey for free! At joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter.
That's so funny that that is a button. Do I say that every time?
It's a rare one. No, it rarely gets in there.
That's so funny. Let's just take a second to listen to this guy play guitar.
God, it's mesmerizing, isn't it, when someone's that good at the guitar and they just fly around on there?
This is the guy in the library that sees the guitar and he's like, do you mind if I used to play?
Yeah.
And then he does this for 20
minutes. Oh, I
don't
know. And then they go like, shit, maybe we should do this every Tuesday.
And then he goes, it's a little out of tune.
This guitar sucks and I'm rusty.
your library guitar sucks ass.
What, did someone leave this here?
Somebody take a piss on this one?
Do you hate everybody in here? Do you hate everybody who works here? Do you hate everyone that comes in here?
Hey, Jeff got you lunch.
Guys, guess what? We all have interesting parts of ourselves that not everyone gets to see.
Point to your most interesting part.
Okay. Mike, this is my most interesting part.
Da.
like what you keep in your underwear drawer. Not everyone gets to rummage through those chuns. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Little kid coming Little from kid outside. Did you have a good time playing with your friends? You get to do a little snowball fight?
Orange juice.
Okay. We'll get you a big glass of orange juice, bud.
What's happening? MeUndies is a celebration of what makes you who you are. Underneath it all. And they know comfort better than anyone. From undies and socks to bold apparel like onesies and dog hoodies. Guys, those onesies during the wintertime, I'll tell you what. I put them on and I never take them off.
There's no twosies way about it.
No way, baby. And right now, you can show off your inner environmentalist with their new sustainably sourced swimwear collection. Partially made from recycled nylon fabrics and water bottles.
I don't know.
What's wrong, Mike?
I don't know.
You're not sold? Are you wearing them right now?
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, listen. What if I put
on my underwear after the show. I told you that.
What if I told you, Mike? What if I told you? What if I told you that MeUndies has transformed the underwear game? And you can get more than just junk in your meal box, Mike. By getting a MeUndies membership. What does that mean? That means these fun prints and styles. We're talking bralettes. We're talking unders. We're talking scrimmies. We're talking onesies, baby. Even stuff for the puppers. That's right.
That's exactly right.
That's what I was gonna say. And what if I told you, Michael, that they're ultra chlorine resistant, that swimwear we're talking about, with UPF 50 plus for extra sun protection, and they're sustainably sourced and imported under fair working conditions, Michael.
Okay, now I'm sold.
Yeah. Boom! And you can choose a pair of undies, socks, or bralette each month to grow your collection. You'll also save up to 30% on all the MeUndies snuggly softness you can handle. Plus, you'll get early access to special deals and new products. So to get 20% for splits, you can't bring day. To get 25% off your first order plus free standard shipping, visit MeUndies.com/banter. Remember, if you're not satisfied, your purchase is on MeUndies. That's 25% off your first order at MeUndies.com/banter.
Little kids don't wave good. You ever realize that?
Yeah.
Little kids wave like sock puppets. Like wind socks.
I want to see a shot of Mike waving goodbye at that thing going away. And then when it cuts out, it just disappears from the shot, but Mike's still waving up at the sky.
Yeah. And there's another 45 like minutes in like the shot.
The effect and the audio cut before the scene cut.
Yeah, I like it.
And guys, you don't need me to tell you how great Squarespace is. We've been talking about Squarespace for as long as the trees have been breathing. You know, Mike Falzone's website, MikeFalzone.com, is a Squarespace website, guys. You know that. I didn't have to tell you that. Maybe you didn't know that. But if you want to see what a really cool website looks like, go to MikeFalzone.com, check out that Squarespace website, and then also check out how easy it is to make your own website. If Mike Falzone can do it, so can you. I guarantee it. And look, you don't need to install anything. You don't need to. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer. You can build a website easy as pie. I'm talking templates, ways to set up your own shops, links, whatever. Anything you need, anything you want, anything a website can do, Squarespace can make it happen. At a really awesome price and with a really cool deal through your pals here at DB. If you head to squarespace.com/banter, you're going to get a free trial. And when you're ready to launch that website, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Get that 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain when you're ready to launch that website using the promo code BANTER. All right? All right. Well, thank you to our sponsors.
Dude, before History Road, can we go over dates?
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, two most important dates in the world is the one that happened last night. And, Paul, do you hate everyone here?
Yeah, Paul. Shut up, Paul.
What is it, tonight?
Tonight, dude.
Tonight, we're in Salem, Oregon. If you somehow didn't know that until right now, get your ass over there to go, and it's sold out.
Come on, you shits.
It's completely sold out. So show up in the door, take a picture of yourself not being able to get in.
Actually, if you come to our show and it's sold out, I want you to take a picture of that sold out sign and how sad you look and then tweet it at us.
Yeah. And that's good for 10% off a t-shirt.
That's right.
Dude, on, let's see, the 17th through the 20th, happy birthday, New York City. I'll be in New York City at the Stand multiple different times. 531. I'll be there. Please stop playing the song. 531, we're doing a Surrounded in San Diego at the Whistle Stop Bar. It's so, thank you, Steve. And then June 2nd, there's a Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. And it'd be so much fun if you guys came.
My sister's coming.
Whoa, yep. Kevin's sister's coming.
Whoa!
Matt Bronger's going to be there. Ben Glebe.
My sister's
James Davis.
Ben
Glebe. Really? Are you going too?
No, Kevin has other stuff to do.
No!
Krista Marie, and maybe even more.
Whoa, surprises?
Maybe even surprises will show up.
Holy Spirit! All right, well, guys, I really hope you come out to see our dang show tonight. You know, Mike and I are coming out to Salem, Oregon to say, what's up?
And then, never again.
And peace the fuck out. And never come back. So if you don't see us, if you're close to Salem, Oregon, and you don't see us, that's fucked up.
Was there supposed to be a...
No.
Oh.
We're not joking today.
We're not joking.
No jokes today.
Long ago, long way down the history road. History road.
Scuba history.
Let's just rest for a couple minutes.
Let's take a moment. Yeah, we got a poop. We got a poop story here, Mike, that I'm kind of stoked about. Someone's dad. It's a dad poop story. Hello, boys. I know it's been a while since y'all talked about pooping underwater. But I was just reminded of this glorious story involving just that. My family and I decided to take a camping trip for Father's Day years...
What did I miss?
Our campsite was located right on the lake, so of course we were swimming throughout our stay.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
What's wrong?
I just don't know.
Our campsite was located right on the lake, so of course we were swimming throughout our stay. They had a designated rope drop area just for swimming.
A designated area for drop and roll?
And it was directly across the lake from our campsite, so one day... my dad decided he was just going to float back over to our campsite instead of walking back with us.
He's going to walk backwards to the campsite with us.
Sure, fine. I figured he just wanted some alone time.
The end.
We all arrived back. We all arrived back at the campsite before he did, and we saw him floating across so peacefully. He finally arrived back at the campsite, and so eager to tell us that he had shit in the lake.
I can't talk right now. I'll call you back. Okay.
He shit in the lake on the way over. I don't think anybody asked many details, but we were all hesitant to swim again.
Yeah.
He was extremely proud of himself, though. I know you all don't know my dad, but this is the most my dad thing he probably could have ever done.
My dad has big shit in the lake energy. Dude, let me tell you something.
That's it wasn't not... even the highlight of the trip, she said.
Your dad, I understand not wanting to swim a lot after that, but your dad ain't even close to the first person to shit in that lake.
Oh, dude, come on. Think of all the fish shitting in there.
Think of it.
Ducks.
It's in your mouth. If you had fun in that water, there's duck shit in your mouth.
Absolutely.
And eyes.
Duck shit all over your hair. Bring them back fast.
Burn them. No. Do we have another one?
He also cut a guy's... what?
Head off.
He also cut a guy's stranger's head open with a shovel by accident on that trip.
Oh, boy.
I can send another...
Your dad was drunk that entire
dude, for
trip.
For real. Shitting in the fucking river. I can send another email with that story if y'all are interested, because I feel like this email is too long already. LOL. But love you guys. Punctuation, Morgan. Love you guys. I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning and hope y'all find the time to bring a live show to Texas. Wink, wink. Addison Improv. Please, Mike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Addison Improv is fun as fuck.
Much love and honks forever, Morgan.
Dude, so Kevin has one and I have one. You just reminded me of something that I took a screenshot of the other day. Dude, I was looking up I was looking up reviews of something.
Yeah.
And somebody reviewed something and used no punctuation. And it's so
funny. Oh man, I love it.
Yeah.
You wanna read it?
Yeah, I was gonna do it after Kevin's
thing. Okay. What's Kevin's thing?
Alan.
Alan? Oh, you want me to read an Alan?
Alex.
Alex?
Alex?
Alex? Alan.
Alex Anderson.
Alex Anderson.
Please.
That time the DB boys chased me around the woods.
Dynamic banter.
Hey, Mike and Steve.
Hi.
Two-born horn boy bonk boy here. There's a little history. Here's a little history road for you.
Dude, so funny that real people who really have jobs and their whole life and their whole set of experiences say that, and it doesn't even, like, phase us anymore at
all. Yeah, it's just one thing. It's just, it's different language now.
Oh, you're a horn torn boy bonk?
Oh, you're a born bonk horn girl? A two-born one? Oh, you're a BBDB boy?
Did you say that you were a BBBB
one? Oh, you're
one
a DBBB.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm a DBBB way back. This has been.
According to magic?
I work as a park ranger, says Alex. The other day I was out in the woods doing my thing when I had to respond to some suspicious activity off the trail. I was poking around, trying to figure out what was going on, when I heard voices coming from what sounded like just up ahead.
The kid who was best friends with the alien goes away. Alien robot from Planet 10.
Time alien.
Time alien from the planet 10.
This alien came from the past and is now from your time and not from your time. It's a time alien. He's from the past and the future at the same time.
He be friends with boy.
He's friends with a little boy. They be best friends.
This is the commercial for
that's
the show.
That's the pitch for the show. That's the commercial. It's a boy, but it's called Time Alien. This alien is from the future and the past, and he makes friends with little boy. Don't you want to watch it?
CBS at 7:30. There he is now. There's the time alien. The wrap it up knob.
Yeah, wrap it up. Let's go. I need it quicker than turning it off. So I heard what sounded like voices in the woods up ahead. I started to get a little wigged out. Sorry, not wiggled.
Let's start over.
I started to get a little wigged out because I couldn't seem to figure out where the voices were coming from. It sounded like a real rowdy group, maybe two or three people. The voices seemed close, but were all muffled and indistinct. After a minute or two of being unable to see anyone, I was really starting to worry. Where the heck were these people? People are doing weird shit in the woods all the time, but these voices were starting to give me the creeps.
Is this a real thing that happened?
Or yeah.
Is this somebody's drink?
It's like they were following me, because he's a park ranger.
Oh.
Could they see me? Were they messing with me? I really... But it didn't help. I was stumped and started to doubt my sanity. Then I had a light bulb moment and I realized as I listened super closely,
yeah.
Hold up, that's Mike and Steve. I had bumped my pocket getting out of the truck and accidentally turned on an episode of good old Dynamic Banter. The volume was so low and the acoustics of the area were so weird that I couldn't tell until way too late. So I thought you might get a chuckle knowing you chased a park ranger around the woods for a bit.
Fuck.
Anyways, thanks for the laugh / spook. P.S. I blame you both for giving me a bonkers sense of humor that no one else relates to. Thanks,
dude,
Alex.
First of all, terrific story. Terrific visuals. Great writing. Good punctuation.
Great punctuation.
Do you think that there are people whose vocabulary is so deep entrenched into the Dynamic Banter universe that they have fights with their significant others? Like, what's it going to take for you to open on? And see it from my perspective.
You know what? I just for once wish you weren't such a shithead all the time. Wouldn't you wish it?
Oh, us having sex more often. Wouldn't you wish it? You taking out the garbage for once.
I would.
Nice or not be nice? What would you do? If you were in my situation. Oh, yeah? Well, last time I was with you, I didn't cut.
I couldn't cut.
I always faked every time I...
I'm not joking. All right? That's enough, I said.
You always want to bring the gags, but I'm not joking. This whole marriage feels like it's directed by Penny Marshall.
It's been quite a while since we've had sex. Whoa, the mayor.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's the goddamn mayor.
Well, mayor, it's a little late in the show. Have you been listening the whole time? Wow. Okay. Wait. What?
What did you say?
What I said? You've been listening the whole time?
I said I've been listening to TV. It's my favorite show. I never miss a beat. Hey, I gotta go.
All right. Well.
What's that guy's deal?
I don't know. He's the mayor.
He's always partying.
He's just busy.
Dude.
He's just a busy guy. I don't question it. I don't question it because I feel like the job of a mayor must be very busy.
You can't party that hard and get anything done is all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's do one more history road. Or this one's a real quick one and then we'll say our goodbyes. How's that sound, Kevin?
He has one too.
Wait, you have one? Oh, you had a thing. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Do
so,
whatever you're going to do.
All right. Do his thing or this? Okay.
Point to what we should do next.
Chantal.
Just cut to 50 minutes from now when we start this email.
Chantal Boysvert says. Very quick, be nice or don't be, or not be nice.
You got it.
My upstairs neighbor has a drum kit. Be nice not be or not be nice.
You can't be an upstairs neighbor and have a drum kit. You can't be an upstairs neighbor and work out in your apartment. You can't be an upstairs neighbor and be a sledgehammer fucking guy.
What's the solution, you think? If you like,
let's be downstairs.
Say, if you're a drummer, then you, what if you found like the perfect spot? It's in your price range.
In an apartment?
I know, but like you want to be a drummer and you can't afford anything else.
Studio space. Be one of those guys with buckets. Electric. That's the
electric
move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's expensive, but also you could find all those triggers used everywhere.
That's true.
You don't have to get fucking
top
of the line.
Go to Guitar Center, bitch. What's with the drums? Are the drums...
The
drums are playing with
we're
in your
a party down here at the mayor's office. If you book a flyer, you get 50% off. Don't look at the bands or not.
I
While
saw this
he's
review.
Talking to us, he hangs up.
He's busy.
Yeah, well, let me explain myself. You see, I was actually.
Dude, I'm wondering. If it would be easier or funnier.
Oh, to let the robot read
to
it?
I'm going to let the robot do it, but I was doing it in like nasally complainy voice. And it was like exactly what that guy sounded like.
Do it in the nasally voice for sure.
Here, you do it.
Okay.
You can read better than I can. Just you're very upset about... I don't even remember what this was about.
Two stars, and it definitely needs work.
It's a review of something.
Okay. Definitely needs work. It's definitely easier to do stuff with the market, but the app is super slow, glitchy. There's a glitch. If you place a ton of orders, the app will glitch out and keep saying, fetching data, it's annoying. You have to wait a few minutes to restart the app. It's also very annoying that they won't let you do collections and exchanges on the app. Personally, I'd still recommend the app if you're someone who's trying not to get stubs, but if you're, there's not really no purpose and the app is super glitchy at the same time, oh yes, please stop logging me out and just keep me logged into the app. I get it's easy to get back in. It's kind of just like, why is it logging me out anyways? It would help to have to get downloads, but if they have the feature on the app that... Wow!
Dude, so this is for the MLB The Show app. That's what it was for.
No way!
So funny.
That's
so
crazy.
That person's either super angry or 13 and brand new to typing.
Dude, imagine slamming your fingers on it.
Dude, and still...
I gotta get this fucking idea out!
Saying everything you just said and giving it 2 stars. Yeah. Like, all it's right, not but the
I'd
worst.
I still recommend it. I still recommend it, but the thing is, I can't get this dang thing to app to log in. It keeps locking me out and lock me back in. I never log. Maybe he's dictating it.
And then the last,
he's
voice
just yelling
into
his voice.
And then the last sentence was, it works.
But yeah, I like it.
I actually love it.
I like it.
So, yeah, that's that. Fun times. Fun times on the show today. Kind of a relaxing show.
So goodbye,
History Road.
Where the two horn honkers are home.
It's nice to have a song you play when you're done.
Steve, you can finally take a dump.
I'm not
judging.
And I will.
Oh, I can't wait till we're all right back.
Don't notice all the issues. Guys, a quick reminder that we're in Salem, Oregon for the first and last time tonight at the Grand Theater, the 17th through the 20th. I'm at the Stand in New York doing stand-up on the 31st. It's Surrounded at Whistle Stop Bar in beautiful San Diego. And on the 2nd, Surrounded at the world-famous Hollywood Improv in the main room. Need all you guys. Need every last one of you in the Southern California area to come out on June 2nd. And we love you so much. Thank you for being with us. I hope you all have your records in hand by this point. Working on some new stuff for you to wear. I just got a bunch of cool stuff in that I got to show you guys after we shut off the cameras. And I can't think of anything else.
Patreon, see you at the show tonight.
At the show.
If you're coming tonight, very excited to see you.
Yeah.
And that show will be on Patreon eventually.
Kevin says the show will be on Patreon. Not only is that on Patreon, but so many other cool things.
Before the banter, fun clips.
All these sketches that we
things.
Do.
We did this recent one where we were aerobics instructors. And we did a song where we were... You know, actually, this is a call to action. We'll put some clips out, I think, right? Of this thing. Enough clips for you guys to have some fun with, but what Mike and I were thinking would be really funny is if you guys actually tried to do the workout.
That's very funny.
Because it's insane.
Yeah.
If you've seen the clip, if you're a patron and you've seen the
whole thing. But also there should be a medical warning on it.
Yeah. Well, don't, you know, have fun with it.
If you're tired, stop. And also drink water.
Yeah, don't take breaks. Take breaks and drink water.
Regardless of
Definitely there's moments to take breaks, but it would be funny to see you guys try to do this insane workout.
Yeah, just know that if you do it, then we are legally not responsible
not
for
responsible.
Any.
Yeah, do it at your own risk and have fun with it and be safe.
I would say don't do it, but if you do it, take a
I'd say do it and push yourself real hard.
Fuck, man.
All right, well, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show tonight.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh, Leah, Kevin, all the Barry's friends.
And the rest of the reindeer and the saints.
Dude, thanks. And honestly, dude, thanks for the Barry, dude. Barry's...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.